Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you tonight, this Wednesday, April 22nd, 2008. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press and the Barnes Review. Check out American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net and the Barnes Review at BarnesReview.com. No the in that, just plain old BarnesReview.com. I keep reminding myself I'm going to have to tell those folks to change that website and make it more user-friendly, that website address. Well, folks, before we go to the news or the commentary or whatever you want to call it, I just wanted to congratulate John Stadtmiller and RBN for posting on the RBN website something that is not really news, but something which I think is quite inspiring. And I even posted a comment up there to that effect. And I heard John talking about it on his show the other day, and it reminded me that I wanted to mention it too. And that's this amazing voice from Scotland. Not a political voice. This stout, mannish, rather plain, gawky, awkward, 47-year-old woman, Susan Boyle. You know, I've only ever watched that show American Idol once or twice, and that was when I was on vacation visiting with some friends who actually watched it. And I certainly never saw that British show, Britain's Got Talent, but I heard about this Susan Boyle on the internet, and I thought I'd check it out just out of curiosity. And I have to say, watching that thing is inspiring. Yeah, you know, somebody posted a comment on the RBN website, "Oh my God, the Antichrist is president and we're having a meltdown. Why are you posting things like this?" Well, you know, folks, sometimes, as I've said repeatedly on this show, we don't want to take ourselves too seriously and forget about the fact that there is a popular culture out there, and occasionally something nice happens in our popular culture without there being a political motivation or intent behind it. And I think that's what the Susan Boyle phenomenon is. If you haven't seen that video, go to the RBN website, spend 5 or 6 or 7 minutes and watch it. Plus, this woman has an absolutely beautiful voice. I mean, check it out. It's a very inspiring story. And, you know, as I say, every once in a while, there's something out there on the internet that is worth taking a look at that just doesn't have any politics behind it. I mentioned a couple popular motion pictures like that every once in a while, and I suppose there's probably a lot of the listeners out there saying, "Listen to that Piper. Why is he saying nice things about the mass media?" Well, you know, as I say, the bottom line of it is sometimes we have to sit down and shut up. We have to sit down and relax and, again, you know, not be so geared up to fight and to bitch and moan like our enemies are constantly doing, screaming and shouting and gnarling and crying and roaring and making lots of noise to distract us and to make us angry and to divide us. And if anything, I guess, to summarize it all, I think that this Susan Boyle video is something that can unite people. Okay, enough Mr. Nice Guy for the evening. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, oh, God, I think I'm going to piss a lot of people off. But, you know, it's a dirty job, but somebody has to do it. All right, this is Michael Collins Piper. We're going to the break. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org. The reason why you're listening is because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org. If you're a regular listener, you know the following, but if you're not a regular listener, listen carefully. If you like what you hear in RBN and you want to promote RBN, RBN is making available business cards, $8 per 100. I know a lot of you out there have at least 100 friends or associates. And I know that most of you out there can swing maybe an $8 or $10 contribution and send it to RBN and get copies of these business cards. You can hand them out to friends. You can put them in Christmas cards, birthday cards. I don't know, stick them under windshield wipers, but don't get arrested doing it. Anyway, it's a good way to promote RBN, get talking to people. You don't have a pen and paper handy? Well, you can give them a business card and say, here's where you can get the truth. 24 hours a day in one form or another. Anyway, you can write RBN at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or call the toll-free number Business Hours, 800-724-2719. And, of course, all this information is available on the RBN website at republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, folks, just a few comments here. As I say, these comments will probably upset a lot of people, but what can I say? First of all, a few weeks ago, my friend Dr. James K. Warner, he is with the Christian Defense League down in Louisiana. Maybe a lot of you are familiar with Dr. Warner. He's been a friend of mine for years, and for many years before that, a friend of Willis Carter, the founder of Liberty Lobby, and inspiration behind the publication of American Free Press. Well, Dr. Warner, he's been out there putting out literature, newspapers, magazines, republished hundreds of books and pamphlets and other materials that were otherwise lost to history. A few years ago, unfortunately, Hurricane Katrina wiped out his inventory, but Dr. Warner has swung back into action, and he is working to get things back in order. Unfortunately, I don't have his address handy, but I did want to put in a plug for James K. Warner, since he was the one who sent me this book. He knows that I have a long and abiding history in American politics of the 1930s and early 1940s, and he sent me a book by a professor of history at Southern Virginia University. The book is entitled Insidious Foes, The Axis Fifth Column and the American Home Front. In case any of you are interested, the author's name is Francis. That's Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, MacDonnell, M-A-C, capital D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Well, this book is, as you might guess, a study of the Nazi scare that swept the country basically prior to and during World War II, where everybody was afraid that the Nazis were going to take over, that the Nazis were about ready to grab the country, and there were Nazi spies and Nazi sympathizers running loose in the country. Well, you know, it's ironic. As I was reading this book, I'm saying to myself, my God, if I were to believe alternative websites and certain radio broadcasts, you would think that that's exactly what's happening today. You would think that these Nazis from the 1930s and 1940s have somehow reincarnated, either directly or effectively and in a political sense, and that they're now on the verge of taking over the country or have taken over the country. In any case, I read something very, very interesting in one of the closing chapters. It says, after 1942, fifth column fears subsided dramatically. That is, fears about the Nazis taking over. But then it goes on to say, in 1943, John Roy Carlson published Undercover, an expose of Native Fascism. Carlson's book rose to first place in the nonfiction bestseller list for 1943 and fourth place for 1944. On the radio, newsmen such as Walter Winchell and entertainment programs like the FBI and Peace and War frequently dealt with the home front battle against pro-Hitler fifth columnists. From 1943 to 1945, Hollywood produced numerous features on the Axis spy menace. In the decades following World War II, novelists and filmmakers stubbornly clung to Nazi villains. Unreformed refugees from the Third Reich became stock characters in post-war suspense thrillers. In Hitchcock's film Notorious, former followers of Hitler seek to develop nuclear weapons. In The Odessa File, a novel by Frederick Forsyth and turned into a film, ex-SS officers plot to supply Egypt with guided missiles armed with biological weapons. In The Boys from Brazil, a novel written by Ira Levin, made into a film, Joseph Mengele. I've heard about Mengele in internet radio, Patriot Radio recently. Joseph Mengele attempts to clone hundreds of young Hitlers. Numerous other literary and cinematic works helped keep the idea of a pro-Hitler fifth column alive in the popular imagination. For example, The Stranger, The Quiller Memorandum, Marathon Man, The Salzburg Connection, The Holcroft Covenant. The point being, ladies and gentlemen, as this writer, who is certainly no Hitler sympathizer, in fact, if anything, he is an anti-Hitler writer, he's pointing out that the mass media in America has stoked up this idea that there are Nazis within our midst, that a Nazi remnant survived World War II, that this Nazi remnant is on the verge of taking over America if it hasn't already, that there are people who are really Nazi sympathizers, etc., etc., etc. Now, you know, it's very interesting. You don't even get that kind of rhetoric from the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. Now, the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're constantly whipping up stories about anti-Semitism and saying that neo-Nazi groups and anti-Semitic hate mongers and Ku Kluxers and this is and that's are out there stirring up hatred. But very seldom do they ever suggest that the World War II Nazis are just waiting to pop out of the closet or crawl out from under rocks or from under the bed and take over America. But, ladies and gentlemen, there's an ironic but to all this. Maybe but's the word now that I think about it. There's an ironic but to all of this. Most of the talk that we get about the Nazi threat, about the Nazis who survived World War II and who took over the CIA, which is nonsense, by the way, and took over this and took over that, and that they're trying to set up a new Nazi state here in America and rule the world as part of a Nazi New World Order. Where is this talk coming from? It's not coming out of the extreme left. It's not coming. Maybe a few nutty leftists, uninformed leftists. No, this kind of talk about the Nazis, where do we hear it? Where do we see it? In what is generally known as the Patriot Movement. Now, this kind of rhetoric, I've talked about it many, many times before, but I've never really looked at it in the context of where it fits historically. And in fact, what it is, what we see now permeating, and that's the only word I can use, permeating the Patriot Movement, is this very kind of rhetoric that comes out of Hollywood. Now, who controls Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen? I know one famous internet broadcaster has said that the Arabs control Hollywood. Very few people believe that. But what we have now is the same kind of rhetoric that was coming out of Hollywood in the late 1930s and early 1940s and in all the years that have followed. And, of course, we can name specific authors like this guy, Jim Mars, not to be confused, I emphasize, with Tex Mars. We're talking about Jim Mars here. Jim Mars has inserted this into the Patriot Movement, and good God, it seems like every time you turn around, there's a Patriot video or a Patriot broadcast talking about the Nazis. Ladies and gentlemen, the Nazis are dead. The Nazis have been dead for a long, long time. We don't have to worry about the Nazis. The Nazis were never behind the New World Order. In fact, the Nazis opposed the New World Order. Let me repeat that just so you heard. I usually speak very clearly, and what I say is unmistakable, but the Nazis opposed the New World Order. So why are all the Patriots talking about the Nazis? You know what it sounds like? I pointed this out before, and unfortunately I'm going to have to talk more and more about this, I'm beginning to see now. The same kind of rhetoric attacking the Nazis and saying that the Nazis are behind things and even saying that Barack Obama's a Nazi and this and that, it also sounds like the things that we got out of the Soviet Union during World War II, out of the communist movement. But then, ladies and gentlemen, after World War II, when Joseph Stalin began to reassert his own power in the Soviet Union and started to move against his Trotskyite enemies, those Trotskyites set up shop here in America. And they became the biggest, loudest, most outspoken, quote-unquote, anti-communists. Well, they weren't really anti-communist, ladies and gentlemen. They were anti-Stalinist. They were against the effort by Joseph Stalin to reassert Russian nationalism in defiance of Trotskyite internationalism. And that leads us right up to 21st century America and the effort by the Trotskyites to take control of the nationalist movement, the Patriot Movement, the opposition in America. It's a scary story, folks, and I have this feeling that I'm the only one that's talking about it.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Colin Piper here, talking about the rise of Trotskyism in America and the ongoing and very, very clever and carefully coordinated effort by the Trotskyites to grab control of the Patriot Movement in America. Very, very disconcerting for me, considering the fact that over the past several years I've written extensively about the Trotskyites in my books. Some of you have read them, The High Priests of War and the Judas Goats. Essentially what we had, ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order forces won a great victory in World War II, broke the back of nationalist regimes that were challenging the New World Order. That set a stage for conflict within the winning Allied forces. And as I say, in Russia, Joseph Stalin, a brutal dictator, certainly started to try to grab everything for himself. And this set the stage for his conflict with his longtime Trotskyite enemies. His Trotskyite enemies, however, ladies and gentlemen, decided that they couldn't beat Stalin from within, so they set up shop in New York and suddenly became the leaders of the American, quote-unquote, conservative movement. Their vehicle for this was William F. Buckley, Jr. in his National Review magazine. Ladies and gentlemen, the chief theoretician for Buckley's magazine, which was set up, of course, by the CIA, ladies and gentlemen, was a guy by the name of James Burnham. And you know what? James Burnham had been the leading Trotskyite thinker in the United States, and all of a sudden he was the leading conservative anti-communist in the United States under the sponsorship of William F. Buckley. And if you look at the whole history of Buckley's magazine, virtually all of the major theoretical writers for Buckley at that time were quote-unquote ex-communists, and almost all of them, to a man, dare I say this, were Jews. Buckley bragged time and again that his goal was to make sure that the remnants of anti-Semitism and hardline nationalism in the classic American sense of the term, isolationism, non-interventionism, just like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson said we should do, Buckley wanted to erase all that. Well, that quote-unquote conservative movement set up by Buckley and his Trotskyite friends increased in power and influence over the years. But during that same time frame, there was another clique working closely with Buckley and company that are more better known today as the neoconservatives. They were all part and parcel of the same group. But they were a group of people led by a fellow by the name of Norman Podoritz. And Podoritz's senior partner, one Irving Kristol. These guys were collecting money from the CIA. At the same time, they were outspoken, quote-unquote, anti-communists, former communists, so they said, ex-Trotskyites, who had suddenly now supposedly done a big swing to the right. And they were the people, ladies and gentlemen, whom we were told were the new thinkers, the guys who'd replaced those old-fashioned bigots and simpletons, those nationalists like Charles Lindbergh and Father Charles Coughlin and Huey Long and Colonel Robert McCormick, publisher of the Chicago Tribune, and all these good guys. And they were good guys. They weren't bad guys, as Jim Morris suggests in his crazy book, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. These were America Firsters. These were nationalists, the forerunners of the real patriots of today, the patriots who oppose all these globalist schemes. Well, now we have a situation where Barack Obama is president. 8 years of plunder and destruction and warmongering internationalism under an administration that called itself conservative, hiding behind the label of the Republican Party, brought the United States practically to its knees, got us involved in two no-win wars, wars that should have never been fought, put the American economy in a tailspin unlike we've seen since the Great Depression, and Barack Obama gets elected president. Well, now what's happening, folks, is that with the Republican Party out of power and Barack Obama riding a wave of popularity, whether real or not, I don't know, I don't pretend to know, there is a great struggle going on within the Republican Party for control of that party. Somebody wants to come out of it in 2012 as the anointed candidate to take on Barack Obama. At the same time, we find the Patriot Movement struggling because the Patriot Movement, and I use that term loosely, always seems to be at the tail end of things. As Lyndon Johnson said, on the outside, spitting in, as opposed to being on the inside, spitting out. And I'm loosely paraphrasing Mr. Johnson. But in any case, folks, it is critical that the powers that be control the Patriot Movement and make sure that the Patriot Movement only moves so far, moves in parameters that are controllable, parameters that do not breach the boundaries that the powers that be want. That is why now we are going to discuss the current mechanism, as I see it, of the powers that be to control the Patriot Movement, to misdirect us, to mislead us, to make sure that the patriots and the nationalists and all these other people who seem to fit together in some sort of strange way, to make sure they don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. But using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. The number here is 800-313-9443. I am going to get around to taking some phone calls here, but I do have some further comments to make in regard to this rather extended exposition, but I think this needs to be said, and I'm going to say it here tonight, and I'm going to say it again and again and again because it needs to be said. But I do want to backtrack for a minute and make you maybe understand the context of what I'm talking about here. Back in 1992, you will recall, an internationalist Republican, George H.W. Bush, member of the Trilateral Commission, I think also the Council on Foreign Relations, a tried and true internationalist, the guy who really first publicly talked about the New World Order, the first major politician to use that terminology, and the father of that great conservative, George W. Bush, who served later for president of 8 years, he was running for re-election against a guy from Little Rock, Arkansas, Bill Clinton, who was not only a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, but also he had attended a meeting of the Bilderberg Group. Now, I personally believe a lot of people want to say Bill Clinton was a communist going way back. No, I don't think Bill Clinton was a communist, ladies and gentlemen. He was over there running around the Soviet Union and involved in the anti-war movement. He was working for the CIA. He was working for the CIA. So was Hillary, ladies and gentlemen. No, they're not communists. They're not Soviet agents, ladies and gentlemen. These are people who are part of the establishment. And they were running against George H.W. Bush. Well, it's very, very interesting because after Clinton defeated Bush and took the White House, for the next 4 years, we had all of these quote-unquote conservative Republicans, many of them operating in the spheres of the quote-unquote neoconservative movement, which, as I pointed out, is nothing more than a revamped, retooled form of Trotskyism, determined to crush traditional American nationalism and push America into a new world order in the guise of defending America. These very people who were rising as the biggest critics of Bill Clinton, you know, they were putting out all these videos saying that Bill and Hillary Clinton were drug pushers and they were involved in international drug smuggling and so forth. And you know what, folks? They were absolutely right. But what was it that many of these people were not talking about? They were talking about things that the Spotlight, my old newspaper, talked about. The fact that the things that Bill and Hillary Clinton were doing involving the infamous MENA arms and drug smuggling operations in Arkansas, that they were all part of a CIA operation that was overseen by President George H.W. Bush during the time that he was vice president under Ronald Reagan. And who was the hands-on man running these operations for Bush and the CIA and tied in with the Israelis? No less than Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. So what you had, the conservative Republican critics of Bill Clinton saying, oh, Bill and Hillary Clinton are drug dealers. They're involved in drug dealing out of MENA, Arkansas. This is terrible. Well, yes, it was terrible, but the people who were raising these questions and putting out these videos and saying that Clinton was part of this whole thing, they were leaving out that funny little extra part, the fact that, number one, George H.W. Bush and Ollie North and the CIA were all part of the game, and number two, that the Israelis were all part of the game as well. So a lot of good patriots out there to this day will talk about the fact that Bill and Hillary Clinton were quote-unquote drug dealers. But they won't say who they were dealing the drugs for. Only been a few books that have talked about that interesting point. I'm pleased to say Victor Thorne's series on Hillary Clinton, published under the auspices of American Free Press, have touched on it. His three books in the Hillary and Bill series. A couple other authors as well, but for the most part, the patriots have, in many respects, forgotten about that. They're still caught up in the idea that Hillary and Bill were communists and drug dealers. Certainly the conventional conservative Republicans have touted that line. So let's bring it full circle back to where we are today. We have Barack Obama, a very liberal Democrat in the White House, one who is not real popular with the Jews, despite the fact that 75% of the American Jews, so it is said, voted for him. We've seen much, much talk in the higher circles about the fact that they don't trust Barack Obama and they don't like certain things about his policies. And we start hearing a lot of strange things about Barack Obama, questioning his citizenship and questioning whether he's an American citizen. Well, that's the same thing, questioning whether he was born in Kenya or some people even said Indonesia. Things like this, and then we find this Mrs. Hoity-Toity, or whatever her name is, who's filed a motion with the Supreme Court Chief Justice to find out whether Barack Obama is one of 585 different Barack Obamas, and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, quite nonsensical, in my opinion, but a lot of people are taking it seriously, particularly within the Patriot movement. And this brings us right up to that gentleman, and I use that term loosely, that gentleman we know as Alan Keyes. Alan Keyes, as I've told you, ladies and gentlemen, and my God, I've been looking on the Internet to see if people are saying anything about this. People aren't talking about it. No, they're praising Alan Keyes and saying, God, wouldn't it have been better if we'd had Alan Keyes elected president than Barack Obama? Or wouldn't it have been wonderful if Alan Keyes had defeated Barack Obama in the Senate race in Illinois 4 years ago or 2 years ago, however many years ago it was? People are falling into line and anointing Alan Keyes as the uncrowned king of the alternative patriot movement, whatever you want to call it. That's going to come as a big surprise and disappointment, I suppose, to some of those people out there who fancy themselves the uncrowned kings of the patriot movement, broadcasters and video journalists and so forth. But this is effectively what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Alan Keyes owes his entire career to the Trotskyite duo of William Kristol and Irving Kristol. Father and son, Father Irving, son William, and all of their Trotskyite associates like Norman Podoritz and this whole gang that during the 1980s, 1990s began taking over the Republican Party establishment, all the Republican think tanks, political organizations, newspapers, and official Washington. Not content with that, they have now taken their fair-haired boy, pun intended, Alan Keyes, and they are laughing all the way to the bank as they see this guy, Alan Keyes, being inserted into the patriot movement as a spokesman for a certain element who don't like Barack Obama. Now, there's going to be a lot of people who are not going to like Alan Keyes precisely because he's black, but these guys are smart, Kristol and company. They know that the patriot movement is so afraid of being called racist or being called this or being called that, that they are going to cling like leeches to Alan Keyes, because Alan Keyes presses all the right keys, so to speak, all the right buttons. He's a good speaker. He's an old-fashioned tub thumper. People like it, and they're going along with it. And now Alan Keyes is lending his name and his support to a variety of causes that are setting him up as the voice of the alternative movement, as the voice of the patriot movement. And I guarantee you, folks, I know how these things work. I've watched it for too long. I guarantee you that within the next 3 years, Alan Keyes is going to be the front runner to be the nominee of, if not the Constitution Party, some other political movement. He may make some peripheral effort inside the Republican Party and then lead a grand walkout. But that's what's going on here, folks. That's exactly what's going on here, folks. And we are being had. We are being had just as the patriots of the 1950s were had when William F. Buckley and his gang of Trotskyites and intelligence operatives essentially read the real patriots out of the patriot movement. Now they managed to gain control of the Republican Party, and they're determined to control even the opposition to the two major parties coming from the patriot side of the coin. Alan Keyes is not the solution. And yet, you know, I've been looking around on the Internet, and like I say, I see this amazing infatuation for Alan Keyes. And I know that everything I say here tonight, it's just going over a lot of people's heads, because they're going to say, oh, well, you know, he says a lot of good things. And I've even seen some people say, oh, well, it looks as though maybe Alan Keyes has converted, or maybe he's seen the light. No, ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't converted. He hasn't seen the light. He's been carrying water for these Jewish Trotskyites and their henchmen within the kosher conservative movement. He's been doing it all his adult life. He started out as William Kristol's college roommate, and they remain very good friends. Please don't tell me that William Kristol was a bad guy who led America astray, and then go on and say, oh, but Alan Keyes is different, because, folks, Alan Keyes is no different. Alan Keyes is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Don't buy his rhetoric. This is not to say that Barack Obama is saving America. This is not to say that Barack Obama has many demerits. But I'm here to tell you that anything that comes out of Alan Keyes' mouth is not to be trusted. And don't allow yourself to be led over the cliff. Don't allow yourself to be led to the slaughter. Don't allow yourself to be led over the gangplank. I can go on and on and on. And I just have this horrible feeling, as I said at the outset, that I'm standing alone out here, spitting into the wind. I have this feeling that, you know, William F. Buckley said his role in history was to, how do you put it, stand up and shout no or something like that. He put it in a much more elegant way. But the thing is, this is what I feel like I'm doing right now here. It's very, very frightening. Certainly, the independent movement in America needs a leader. I don't see anybody out there who can fill the void. Ron Paul's a great guy, but I don't think Ron Paul has what it takes. And Ron Paul himself seems to be too wedded to the Republican Party. He was touting this idea that they're going to get more Ron Pauls elected to Congress. That's not going to happen. Republican National Committee is never going to let it happen. So I guess what I'm saying here is that the independent movement now, I'm using the term independent now, this what I'd like to see a movement, a totally independent movement, one of neither the right nor the left, but a movement that is geared toward breaking the back of this plutocratic elite that controls the media in this country. And through that media, controls our elections and controls who gets elected, who gets nominated by the two major parties. I'd like to see the right and the left come together. And I'd like to see somebody emerge out there. I don't think it's going to be Ralph Nader. Ralph Nader made his splash. I don't think, you know, it's not, I don't think it's going to be anybody that we know even now. But I do say this, as I've said before, I think that famous Homeland Security report was right in one respect, that whoever does turn out to be a leader of a very serious movement in this country to take back this country and to restore nationalism, I think that that person may emerge from the ranks of our Gulf War veterans of the Iraq and Afghanistan imbroglios. And bear in mind, ladies and gentlemen, back in the 1930s and the 1940s, when there was this grand America First coalition standing up against Franklin Roosevelt's administration, the British and the Jews, trying to save America from that genocidal war that became known as World War II, there were people who were considered both of the right and the left who came together in that grand alliance. Well, that grand alliance was shot down because of that backdoor to war called Pearl Harbor. But I think it can be revived. It has to be revived because of the fact that it is us against them. It's the broad range of the American people against these plutocratic interests, many of them Jewish, not all of them, these powerful alliances at the highest levels that have their own international agenda that goes beyond America's borders. They want to soak the poor and the middle class, really, grab it all for themselves, send off the kids of America to fight Jewish wars of survival all across the planet. And here, as I say, to bring it full circle, as we come to this critical time where we have to have a real opposition in this country, an opposition to both the Republican and the Democratic parties, who do we have setting himself up or being set up to lead us? Alan Keyes. Dear God, ladies and gentlemen. Dear God, what have we come to? I tell you what, I'd rather have Reverend Wright, Reverend Jeremiah Wright leading us than Alan Keyes leading us. I'd rather have Louis Farrakhan Muhammad, leader of the Nation of Islam, leading us than Alan Keyes. Alas, it looks as though we are going to be stuck with Alan Keyes. Unless you do something about it. It's all up to you, folks. I can just keep on talking, but it's up to you, the people out there who have the influence, who have the emails, who have the websites, to call a halt to this Alan Keyes nonsense and put a stop to it right now. Right now, folks. Well, we are going to the break. When we come back, we will give Dave from Massachusetts the last word on this or whatever else he wants to talk about. Stay tuned, folks.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are still listening, welcome back. Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, I just lost about 50% of my regular listeners here tonight. I'm glad you're still listening. I'm assuming you're still there.
I'm here, Michael.
How you doing, Dave?
Why did you lose your listeners, Michael?
What's that?
Why did you lose your listeners?
Well, I think because of what I was saying about Alan Keyes, I think everybody got mad and turned off the radio.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, I agree with you 100%, Michael. You know, Michael, You know what I think kind of got the Patriots off track a little bit? If we actually go back to, you know, way back to where they actually kind of got off track. Now, this doesn't explain all of it, but this is just one factor. But
go ahead.
Back in 1976, Des Griffin, and I like Des, and even today I got his newspaper. For years I've subscribed to his newspaper, The Midnight Messenger. But he wrote a book, Michael, and it was called Fourth Reich of the Rich.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very popular in Patriot circles, and on the cover, of course, was the swastika and everything. Mm-hmm. The thing is, Michael, it wasn't even about the Nazis, and why Des ever entitled the book "Rise of the I'm getting mixed up with Mars, but for Fourth Reich of the Rich, and put the swastika on the cover, I'll never know. But you have to remember, Michael, as you well know, for every person that actually reads a book, there's thousands like that just see the cover of the book. Like Des advertises this book even today in his newspaper, his catalog. And on his website. So since 1990, you know, this Fourth Reich of the Rich with the swastika and everything.
Yeah,
you know?
I have a copy of that book, and it's a good book, although you're absolutely right. The title has absolutely nothing to do with the book, although I wouldn't blame it all on Des. I would disagree vehemently with you on that point, Dave, but your point is well taken nonetheless.
Oh, no, Michael, don't get me wrong. I'm not blaming anything on Des.
I understand what you're saying, yeah.
The book isn't about Nazis. It's more like about communists and the CFR, and I don't know, you know, I don't know what possessed Des to entitle the, I have his home phone. I have to call him and ask him, but I don't know why he entitled the book that and everything. But it's
I'm just guessing that he thought it was a clever title, and to tell you the truth, actually, in context, it is actually a pretty clever title.
Yeah, well, anything with a swastika on the cover sells like crazy. Just ask Johnny Loftus.
Oh.
met a swastika he didn't love, you know? Any book with a swastika, if it had a swastika, boy, Johnny Loftus was gonna buy the book, you know? And another thing, Michael, that I find very disconcerting. I don't know if you ever listen to the show that comes on right after you, Michael, but, you know, the Radio Avenger. But I'm telling you, Michael, more often than not, right after we listen to you, we have to listen to everything you said being disagreed with and supposedly that you're all wrong. I'll tell you, even last night, this Don Nikoloff was on with Rick's guest. And, of course, he's saying that Hitler died of old age. I think he lived to be 104 here in America.
I'll tell you what, if Hitler lived to be 104, he had some remarkable doctors, because at the time Adolf Hitler died in 1945, he was in incredibly bad shape.
Yeah. Dr. Lorraine Day was on, and she was vehemently disagreeing with you. She was insisting Stalin was a Jew. She was insisting that Hillary Rodham Clinton is Jewish. But it's so sad to listen to you. And then the next a couple of hours, we have to listen to everything you said.
Well, I guess all I can say, Dave, is that people may choose their poison. All right, Dave, listen, we're running out of time. I appreciate your call, as always. Those of you who continued to listen to this program, I thank you for that. And those of you who choose to come back tomorrow night, I'll be pleased to be your host. All right, in the meantime, have a good evening. And stay tuned and listen to more good programming right here. Agree or disagree with what you hear, it's all here for you. And it's absolutely...
With recent-